This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Oh my, now I'm here at last. The best time, always gonna be the best.
Hey, looky here. It's the Pat and JT Podcast.
Pat and JT Podcast.
It is the Pat and JT Podcast. Thanks for watching. If you're watching on Facebook, if you're not, if you're just listening, we do this live. We do this live right now, currently every Friday.
But this is the last time, maybe.
Yes, last Friday.
Maybe the last Friday. And not going away, but just we're just shaking things up a little bit. You know, like every once in a while you need to move the furniture around.
Yeah. Vacuum underneath.
Yes.
Yeah.
We haven't moved the furniture around in a long time.
We're vacuuming under our Friday.
So yeah. We're going to try Facebook Lives on Monday and at noon-ish.
Mm-hmm. Like lunchtime.
So.
Because you know what? We just realized that we're not on the radio anymore and we don't have to do things at a certain time. And it's like we could do it over lunch. And that might be easier for everybody to chill and have a Sammy and watch us be idiots.
So let us know what you think, if that's helpful.
If you agree with us, let us know what you think. If you don't agree with us, you can just keep your opinions to yourself.
Please.
Yeah.
Just because this will make our lives easier.
Yeah.
So we don't want to know. We don't want to know if this causes you grief.
Uh-huh.
We do want to know if you like it.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, I'm trying to get my volume set. There we go. So everything was all screwed up. Okay, so we'll start with the heavy stuff. Hey, Kathy. She says, "Yay, I caught it live." Because we're so late today.
It's just she's getting the notice that we're changing it.
Yeah. We won't be here next Friday.
Yeah. Sorry, Kathy.
Monday. Okay, so O.J. Simpson dies, 76 years old, 30 years, almost exactly, since the murders of his wife and her friend.
I guess I didn't realize that, yeah. Almost
June of 94. Isn't that crazy? And in the meantime, he got to spend some time in prison, a lot of time in court. He basically avoided paying any money, any restitution, any of the fines, any of the judgments for anything. But his estate, apparently there's going to be some, obviously there's going to be controversy with his estate trying to divvy that up to primarily the Goldmans and the Browns for that judgment that was found against him. But now the controversy. Because you think about this, I was listening to some people talking about it. And one of the guys, he was like, well, you know, when this happened, I was in fourth grade. He's 40. And he was in fourth grade. He was 10 years old when this happened.
Wow.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so he doesn't remember much, except there was a thing going on.
He probably has that image of the white Bronco just because his parents probably made him watch the TV. Like, this is going to be something you're going to remember for a long time.
Or the fact that you couldn't get away from it.
Yeah.
Because it was.
There were like three channels and no internet.
there was CNN, but I think that's what kind of brought on. Maybe it was the impetus. It was the thing that kind of fast forwarded the 24/7 news cycle.
Yeah. Right.
Because this was in court, and I didn't remember this. It was in court for 9 months. And you had the dance Eatos. Remember on the night?
Yeah, that's right. Because those poor jurors were sequestered from their families forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a lot of, across the board, there was a lot of controversy with the whole setup. The Dream Team, that also spun off the Kardashians. Thank you. Because the Kardashian dad, I know everybody knows this, but maybe some younger people don't, was part of the Dream Team. Johnny Cochran, if it doesn't fit, you must acquit. Which is just absurd on its face when you think about it. They said there's so many things that were just so wrong with that trial. Now, by today's standards, the bloody glove, which was saturated by testimony, and then was handed around. Like, you would never seen the chain of custody happen like it happened with that glove.
Right, yeah.
That glove's just being flung around the courtroom, you know, and he's trying it on. And it was later revealed, he was told to go off of his medication for arthritis, O.J. Simpson, because his knuckles would swell.
Wow.
Before they did the glove. And they said on top of it, the glove would naturally have shrunk because it had been wet.
And it was leather.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shady, shady.
There was just so many, but they were, that's what they were paid to do.
Yeah.
That's what they were paid to do, is to plant those seeds of doubt. And then you think about the prosecution. Amazing. You know, you still see their faces. But it's, there's so many things that came from that trial. And now though, the way it's being framed by people who were not there or were 10 years old is insane. And one of the articles that came out was by a couple of people that wrote it. And one of them, he was younger. His name is Ken Ritter. And then her name is Linda Deutsch. And she, I've seen some videos with her. She's been around a minute. Trust me. But the headline at AP was, legendary athlete, actor, and millionaire O.J. Simpson's murder trial lost him the American dream.
How does that get past an editor? How does that get past, if they don't, they must not have checks and balances there like they used to, because that shouldn't, I mean, geez. Or the editors are also 22 years old or 27 years old and have no idea.
There was another commentator that came out that said,
geez,
the verdict, the not guilty verdict may not have been correct, but it was the verdict we needed at the time because of the racism in the LAPD police department, the Los Angeles Police Department. Rodney King had happened like 2 years before that whole deal, and a couple other incidents as well. But they were saying that, honestly, looking back at it now, that was the verdict we needed. Not for the Browns or not for the Goldmans.
Right. I think they might have a different opinion about that.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. maybe the wrong, might have been the wrong one, but
yeah,
it's the verdict we needed at that time, you know, in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So anyway, there was just a lot of talk about OJ and all the stuff that happened and how he was literally coming in to turn himself in that Bronco. He was coming in to turn himself in. That was it. And then everything went south.
Yeah.
I just, the whole story of it, when you think through it, it's just insane.
Well, and I know GM, it really is. Like, you couldn't write that. Uh-uh. Honestly, I know GMA is getting some heat on how they're kind of rolling through and really focusing on OJ's football, you know, and not, they're talking about the murder trial, but not really kind of glazing over it.
Yeah.
And it's like, I think as a society, it'd be okay if we just said, OJ Simpson passed away today, football, whatever, murder suspect or whatever, how you want to say it, and then move on. Like, I don't think we need to dig into his football stuff.
Yeah.
We all know we don't need to dig into anything. He passed away.
They were playing the Hertz commercial.
Yeah. I mean,
cameos in movies.
I saw the Naked Gun stuff. It's like, you know,
a celebration almost. And it's like,
Yeah, just doesn't feel right.
That feels really awful. And I think Ron Goldman's dad was the one that said something, or something was quoted from him about the fact that, you know, the only thing this reminds me of is that I've had 30 years without my son, and mm-hmm. he had 30 years with his family.
Yep.
And it's like, So do with that what you may. I just think it's kind of tacky what AP put out, and I thought it was kind of tacky what some of the way it was being presented by some of the talking heads, but I get it. They were, some of them weren't even born yet. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. it was 30 years ago. It's just hard to imagine that that's possible.
Yeah, I know. Oh gosh. I know. Seriously.
Yes.
Yes. Seriously.
He's 40 years old. And he's like, yeah, I was in fourth grade.
I know. It stings a little bit on a Friday.
Kind of does.
Again, maybe that's why we're going to move this to Monday.
Right.
You don't have to have feelings like that going into the weekend.
All right. So, hey, Chris Shelton just popped in too.
What's up,
morning.
Buddy?
Hey, good to see you. You're up a little early. Were you working last night? Dude, come on. Hey, before we go on, if you're looking for something to do this weekend, have you been to Lauritsen Gardens lately? I remember the first time I went there. Have you been there before, Pat?
A long time ago. Yeah.
I mean, blows your mind. If mm-hmm. you haven't been there before, it is amazing. But they have something going on right now for the kids, and it's called the Brick Live Brickosaurs, which is like Jurassic, think Jurassic level, right? But for Omaha's Lawrence and Gardens. And they use these bricks, like 1.5 million bricks to make about 30 different dinosaur sculptures that are all around.
They're big. And it's not like little, tiny tabletop things. There are some, these are huge.
Huge. So you got the big old T-Rex, you got the Stegosaurus, the Triceratops, like there's 30 different sculptures that are there. And it's going on now through the 12th of May. And just a little hint for you. Once you go to Lawrence and Gardens, if you've never been there, you're going to want to go back. And the membership is really inexpensive for all that you get. So you might look into just being a member, because membership, you can go to this for free.
Right.
But you can get tickets too, and they're really reasonable as well.
Lawrenceandgardens.org/tickets. Go. But before you get to the tickets page, look at the pictures.
Yes.
On the front page, and you get an idea of what the size and scope and how cool this really is. And the fact that we've all been shut up inside for so long, and it's beautiful spring weather, and getting out to a place like Lawrence and Gardens just in general is
right.
A great idea for the family.
And as I said, I didn't write this, but I'm going to say it. It's a dynamite exhibit. Great.
How can you not say that when you're talking about dinosaurs?
It's a dynamite exhibit. So don't miss it. Let's see here. Then other story. You brought one to the table.
I have no details. I have nothing. All I know is, and because I didn't watch the show, I don't know who these people are personally, but the Golden Bachelor and his wife are getting divorced. They just got married like 3 months ago. One of our podcasters, Morgan P for Morgan's Pop Talks, she was talking about it on her Instagram story. And she said that it was because they couldn't decide. They both wanted to live close to their families, and they couldn't decide where to move, who's going to move where. So then they're just getting a divorce. Isn't that something that you would have talked about? Like she said, Morgan said, that would have been like a conversation you have in the fantasy suite at some point, or like you would know that that's going to be an issue at some point.
Moving in the cards for you? You know, it's like even long distance relationships, you see, you know, people, I'm willing to relocate. You know, it's like, I live in blah, 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 but willing to relocate.
That has to be a question that was on there early on with all the ladies, and like, oh yeah, sure. No problem. Not thinking they're either A, going to get on the show, or B, get chosen. And then this happens, and like, oh, well, maybe I didn't really want to move. I just said that.
Yeah. I think they've got here's one of the quotes from it. And they were just married last fall, which is
crazy. I think it was on TV, wasn't it?
It had to be.
Oh yeah, because I remember Angie, right next door, our neighbor over here in the office, she bawled all the time about it. She was so emotional. it was on TV.
I can't wait to get a reaction to this. She's gonna be like, "What is going on? If these kids can't make it, who can?"
Right.
The quote from him is, "Teresa and I have had a number of heart-to-heart conversations, and we've looked closely at our situation, our living situation. We've kind of come to the conclusion mutually that it's probably time for us to dissolve our marriage." And that's when he was in the interview with Good Morning America. And then he was like, "Get a divorce?" And he's like, "Yes, that would be dissolve our marriage."
That's what our dissolve marriage means.
That's what we're going to do. So much support and love from so many people, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, the season finale of The Golden Bachelor was on November 30th. And that's when he proposed to her. So that was quick. They got a lot packed in this, 5 months?
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think you're right though. That would have been something that definitely came up earlier. And if they really wanted to make it work, they really did, they would be like, "Well, we'll just split time between the two places." We'll live, you know, because they're both retired.
They're both retired, and I think they both had decent amounts of money. So I don't know. Get to make it work. Make it work. It's not that.
If they really wanted to, they would. Again, right. If you want to, you'll find a way. If you don't, you'll find a reason.
Yes.
Always. There's always a good excuse. All right. So, and then finally, a little royal news. A little royal news.
Okay.
So we have Prince William and his oldest were out and about. Prince George, future kings, both of them. And they were spotted at a soccer game together Thursday night, which to a lot of people indicated that things are okay in the household if they're out and going outside while nobody's seen Kate yet.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And no statements, no anything from her, nothing.
Not since that video. And there was a FOIA request, if you will, per se, whatever you want to call it, but to the BBC studios, which was separate from the BBC, but it's part of it, that produced that video, and asking for more details on the use of AI And they declined it. They just declined it. They were like, we're not even going to talk to you. We don't want to talk about that.
Wow.
Okay. So
interesting.
They were out though. And I'm sure that was meant to indicate that everything is fine. We wouldn't be at a soccer game if everything wasn't fine.
Right.
It's like, well, then where's she at?
Yeah. Why wouldn't Kate come?
Why wouldn't Kate come? And she was supposed to come out after Easter, but not yet so far. And then the Megan stuff, there's more and more talk on the Megan side, and it's becoming a little bit more, I don't even know which one would call it, but more people are accepting the possibility that she was never pregnant for either one of her children. And it's becoming talked about more and more, and that quite possibly it was either surrogacy or adoption. Something non-traditional for the royal family. And the reason why it's kept secret is because in the royal family, if it isn't born of the husband and wife, like squarely fits blood, in this box, right. Then they are not eligible for titles.
Which if it comes out that is the case, it's going to be even more bad PR for the royal family, because that just is, or for not just the royal family.
Well,
not for the royal family, for them, for Meghan and Harry, it's going to be awful.
Yeah. Cause honestly, disgusting. The best thing they could have done is just been completely out in the open about it from day one, and probably would have got a groundswell of support.
Yeah. And they could have changed the way it works over there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Seriously. I think it could have been a complete game changer for them and the way they're handled in the news. But instead they tried to pull off that she's pregnant and we're in the baby bump. And there's just so many videos that are incredible that are embarrassing, of it moving around, or when she's walking, it swings from side to side. You can tell because of the pattern of her dress. And people are, again, the way they dug into the video of Kate with a fine tooth comb.
You can't get away with anything. You can't. There's a commercial for I don't know what the name of the company is, but they redo bathrooms, and there's the pregnant mom and the husband and the little kid, and they're in the bathroom, they're looking at their new bathroom, and you can clearly see the fake belly, pregnant belly line. And every time I see that, I think of Megan.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, Megan. Yes. So that's kind of like what's going on right now. Oh, other than that,
I do have a clip we can play if you want to.
Awesome. From who? What?
Melissa Rivers group text podcast released today. And her guest is Skeet Ulrich from he's on a show called, I don't even know what the show is called. He's on now. It is Parrish. It's on AMC Sunday nights. But he was on Scream, you know, originally. Everybody knows who Skeet Ulrich is. Anyway.
If you don't, you'll recognize him.
For sure.
Right when you see him, you'll recognize him. Yeah.
And this is a clip from her episode where he talks about, I didn't know this story, that he was actually stabbed when he was filming Scream.
And was he in all the Screams? I know he was in more than one.
I think he was. I think he was in all the Screams. I've only seen Scream 1 and 2. I haven't seen the other Screams. So
is
I don't
there
know.
Like six of them?
I think there's five maybe. I don't know.
Let me see. Now I gotta look that up. Go ahead.
Okay. So this is him telling that story. I have no idea how long this is. So hold on. We'll just play this. Here we go.
Awesome.
Other side of my life for sure.
Can you hear that?
In terms of the Scream thing though, you know, Nev comes, it's near the end of the film. She comes out of that hallway closet with an umbrella and she's in the mask. And I had like a pad here because with open heart, they saw your sternum in half and they wire it back together and the wire never dissolves. It's still there.
Isn't it incredible? Not anymore.
Is that right?
Yeah. My dad had.
No, they laser fuse it or something.
They go in and because my dad had open heart surgery.
Oh, the ones where they don't do the full sternotomy, where they just go non-invasively or intercostally or through the femoral artery.
Yeah, where they don't have to crack your chest.
Yeah. Well, that, you know, unfortunately, if I have it again, I have to do that. Once you've had it done, you can't do the non-invasives, sadly.
But isn't that?
And yeah.
I forgot this part was in here. Sorry, I didn't mean to. And no, he didn't break his chest open because he got stabbed. This is from a previous thing. Hold on.
He's trying to set the table here. Yeah.
Yeah, he's trying to set the table. Okay, so sorry. It's a little bit longer than I thought it'd be.
Maybe by the time I need it, if I ever do, it'll reach that point. But
knock on. Would you won't, but isn't that incredible that they can do that now?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. I met a doctor He was doing, he and his,
I'll try to, I don't know where, I'll try to skip ahead.
He started telling the story. The mitral
valve. I know.
Just a little scary.
Here we go.
Yeah, she has an umbrella anyway. And she, and you know, she missed the pad and that fascinated and we're passionate about that subject. And
okay.
Yeah.
So you're wearing a pad okay, here we go. And she has an umbrella.
Yeah, she has an umbrella anyway. And she, and you know, she missed the pad and I didn't, it didn't break. I didn't bleed. There was no stabbing per se, but you know, not being able to see, she comes out of the closet and hit me above the pad. So a little scary, but no big deal.
You had
but that,
like,
that's kind of like getting hit below the belt.
Yeah. Let me move there. Yeah. I mean,
mm-hmm. Okay. That wasn't as dramatic as we thought it was.
Not as dramatic. Not as dramatic as I remember.
Here's an irrelevant clip to wrap up our
that talks about heart surgery, Scream, and stuff we don't really know.
And
about.
There are seven Scream movies.
Seven. Okay. Seven. See,
well, one hasn't been released yet.
Oh, it's okay.
So there's still more to come.
Still more to come.
More to come. So okay. And that's why we're not doing Facebook Fridays anymore. We're going to go to Mondays when there's more shit going on. So we can talk about things.
Yeah. So
Kathy says, no big deal, lol. Wow. I didn't know about the open heart surgery though.
Okay. So you guys learned something about that. I didn't know about that either. Yeah.
So, yep. I did learn something and it was kind of interesting conversation.
Yeah. So I'd, I actually, didn't know we that... should have just played the open heart surgery stuff instead of him getting stabbed and screamed.
That's all right.
Yeah.
It's okay. It was a nice try.
It was fine. It was fine.
Okay. All right, you guys. So we're going to call it on that.
That's it. Yeah.
That's our 20 minutes. We try.
Yeah. We try really hard. 2103. All right, you guys, thanks for listening. Rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast. We appreciate it. We'll see you back live on Facebook on Monday, noonish, whatever.
Noonish.
Have a good weekend.
Pat and JT Podcast, a Huda Media production.